2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.
I am joined in studio by a happy but tired. Yeah. Is the throat sore?
A little bit hoarse.
So Ali Dunworth is with me here and she was screaming her lungs out at Olivia Rodrigo last night in Marley Park. So it's a good excuse.
Yes,
it's exactly. Was it a good gig?
It was very, very fun.
Okay, yeah. Good. Well, Ali, it can be hard to get a table at the best restaurants in town, especially if that town is New York City. But that's only if you don't have the Dorsia app on your phone. So Ali, who is obviously a food and travel writer, is here now to chat about some of the apps for the world's most rich and famous people. Yeah. I knew nothing about this until now. Let's just start at the very beginning. What is Dorsia?
So Dorsia is essentially a restaurant booking app. But what I loved about it when I first heard about it was the irony of it's called after Dorsia, which is a restaurant in, have you ever seen American Psycho?
Yes.
And throughout the whole movie, it's kind mm-hmm. of a running gag that he cannot get a table in Dorsia.
Yes.
So it's the unobtainable place. And these guys have tried to make the unobtainable attainable.
Okay.
Set up by a guy who I think had worked in tech before and had done a lot of luxury travel and eating out and saw there was a solution. I can find these tables and give them to people. In New York and London, like, those high-end tables are so in demand that there had already been like a black market booking kind of stuff going on. So people had already been buying the bookings off Resy or like OpenTable or whatever the equivalent is there and selling them on for hundreds and hundreds. So
basically, you could have paid hundreds of dollars to get to a table before you've actually even eaten something.
Exactly. So you were just buying the reservation space.
Okay.
And it's like,
it's madness.
And restaurants that you and I can ring up and book, it's not that we can't book them, but we're never going to get the Friday evening booking. We're never going to get the good table. Like, if I rang up, I'd be like, yeah, you know, 3 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon. And like, nobody wants that because sort of the point of going to these places, it's not about the food always. It's about who you see and who's there and the vibe. And that happens at those like hours that you want them at.
See, this just, it blows my mind because obviously before there was social media, these restaurants and places like this, they would advertise for their restaurant in like a magazine or whatever. Whereas now the advertising is social media.
Yeah.
So who is in those seats and the vibe they're giving off and the pictures that they're posting at the time that they're posting is so important to them.
Yeah.
Which is like, it's, I would never walk by a restaurant and think that the people who are seated in the window are strategically put there to entice me to go to the restaurant.
Yeah, and I think that's a bit of the vibe with Dorsia because he's then working with the restaurants to say, I can fill, they're keeping those slots for him because he's like, I can fill them A, with people you want to be in there or with like high net worth individuals, people who are going to spend a lot of money. So like, it makes sense. The restaurant then benefits because instead of like you or I who've saved up to go there and we're just buying the basics and like watching what wine we're getting, you've got people in there with a guaranteed spend because you pay to be a member. It used to be invite only and the membership goes from $175 up to $25,000 a year to be a member. And what that buys you is access, but then I would still have to pay a minimum spend to book. So I'm booking Friday night at 7 o'clock. I'm booking a minimum spend of $1,000 per head. And then that's like before taxes and everything else in America. Now, that could be 300. It could be 1,000. It depends on the restaurant, the time, all that stuff.
It actually blows my mind. So it's in New York. It's obviously incredibly successful. But the app's now in London, Miami, Saint-Tropez, Ibiza. It's expanding to Mykonos this summer.
Yeah. And I think there's big business in those restaurants because I even a few years ago went to Ibiza and we used a concierge to book some of the restaurants because they keep them aside. Like, it's not on an app, but you book a concierge. You can just Google it and ring somebody. And it cost us maybe like 10 or 20 euro extra per head to book it. But we got like a Friday afternoon table in John Dahl by the beach that we wanted. And it makes sense if you're in a group. I didn't think it was that extravagant, but this is like extravagant versions of that. You might want the whole place booked out. You might want exclusivity, all that kind of stuff.
Or is it like uber rich people trying to impress a date?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. There's definitely some of that. But also, I think a lot of it still must be business related. Like, you know, I know there's less of that like corporate spending in restaurant world now, but definitely it must be business deals. Just like rich people, like if you're rich, you want to go eat out with other rich people and go to places.
And network.
Yeah.
It's the new golf course.
Yeah.
That's the way it's operating. Yeah. I mean, it's just, it can't be the only one. There has to be other apps. I heard of this one called Blade.
Yeah. That was, I think, that's been a few years old. And I've seen that loads. That's an app for booking helicopters and private jets. So I think it started in New York, people going up and down to the Hamptons. And of course, we've all seen the Hamptons jitney on Sex and the City. Who wants to be on the bus? And we all know about the travel. Like, we know way too much about the Hamptons for someone who's never been there just from watching television. But this is like, you can book onto a helicopter. Or what it was actually people with private jets like to share their spaces. So originally they were like,
oh, how generous of them.
Yeah, like, oh, I've got a few spots. Do you want a lift? And some clever person turned that into an app. So yeah, you can offer spaces on your jet to say, I'd be like, Lottie, I'm going to Italy next week. Do you want to come in my jet? But now you can do it through an app. So like, you or I can book a trip. And the funny thing I saw about this year, because I'd seen it on The Real Housewives and a few of the things like that. The Real Housewives of New York love to go up and down on the Blade. But I actually saw it on TikTok because I was watching this girl say that it was cheaper when she landed to go from Nice to Monaco by helicopter than to get a taxi.
What?
Apparently. But I was like, I did that before and I got the train and it was like €8.
So the thing, I follow this guy on TikTok. I forget what his name is, but this is what he does. He films himself answering these calls from relatively young people.
I know who you're talking about.
Do you know him?
Yeah.
To book private jets or private helicopters. And it could be something like somebody very young. I saw one last night when I was lying in bed doom scrolling, and she was like, hi. So you're not going to believe this, but my friend booked commercial and I was checking in my bag and they made me check my Hermes to see if it was allowed in the cabin. And I just said, I'm not having this. So can you just get me a jet?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, sure. No problem. It'll be on the runway in 10 minutes. It's a whole other world.
Yeah.
It's a complete other world. So who's using these apps, I suppose? Like, is it billionaires? Is it people who want to look like they're billionaires? Who is it? Who's the market?
I'd say if you're a billionaire, or as they call them, ultra high net worth individuals. So that means you have like more than like 30 million spare change, right? I don't think you're using these because you have people to do it for you. Like, they might be using the apps, but like, you're not necessarily going on your phone and booking your Blade. I don't think. I think that it gives kind of it's kind of aspirational for people. I suppose it democratizes luxury a little bit, would you say? So that, yeah, if we were going somewhere special, you could book a yacht in Ibiza for a day. And that might not have been possible before. But like, I think people have different spending priorities now. I don't know, when we were young, if you were going traveling or you're going somewhere, it's just about getting the length out of it. Maybe social media makes people a bit more aware of what they're showing off. So
I think it's social media is the reason that apps like this, they don't just exist. They have tiers.
Yeah.
So and that, I think, is, I don't know, I think it's really weird. It's so as you can connect with who you're aligned to. So it's like keeping, as you're saying, the rich people hanging out with the rich people.
Yeah.
You're a banker. You want to hang out with these type of people.
Yeah.
So I'm only going to book you a table or rent you a jet with these people.
Yeah.
And it's a tiered thing. It's not just an app.
Yeah. Because then you've got the people down the bottom who maybe can afford a little bit, but like, they could probably, you know, if you were one of those high net worth individuals, you could probably get that booking anyway.
Exactly.
These are for people who maybe have the money, the aspiration, haven't quite got there yet.
Let's talk about ImmersiveX.
Oh yeah. So that was one I came across that was like a kind of app, like online forum where it's really about nights out. So they say it's like the things money can't buy and now you can. So I think they specialize in going, if you like last night going to Olivia, that they would say, no, you're not just going to get VIP. They'd bring you on stage to meet her and do all that. But they'd also could arrange someone to come and sing for you privately. And they do all sorts of stuff like, oh, if you wanted to go fly a military jet, this is the kind of thing. So they say it's the kind of stuff you can't Google, that they will figure it out for you.
I mean,
but I suppose when you have that money and you can go on, like, there's another app called James Edition, which you can just buy, like, it's kind of like Amazon Marketplace, but it's yachts and boats and airplanes and houses. But like, if you have all that money, it's so easy to do that. So things like ImmersiveX, it's like, you're going to find me something that I can't just buy, that an experience that you say I can't buy, but I'm going to figure it out.
It'd be nice to put the money into some other worthwhile things as well, wouldn't it? The Myra app. Why is this one so interesting?
I got really excited about that one because with the other ones, there's like, yeah, you're kind of like, who are they for? Myra like swear that they're only for the ultra high net worth individuals. So apparently you have to have 30 million to join. And then you have to answer like hundreds of questions. And then you have like one person who looks after you. And apparently they're constantly looking out for what you would like. So what these experiences are or where you want to go on holidays, like they'll constantly be finding stuff.
So is that almost like a let me make your life better?
Yeah. Because they say, like, I was listening to the guy who owns that app on a podcast, and he was like, oh, rich people get bored. They're really bored because they can't communicate.
Boo-hoo.
They can't connect with other people. So they're like trying to make the really rich people a little bit happier.
Oh, I can't. It's getting worse. It's getting worse. I think one of the things I was really fascinated by was I was reading about all these rich people who rent stuff to each other.
Yeah. So the guy who owns, who set up Revolut, a billionaire, I can't remember his name. Like, he's building a business at the moment where he's building holiday houses around the world in places that he likes. Apparently he really likes kite surfing, so they're all close to kite surfing places. But he's building these like resorts, houses that are only going to be available for him and his friends to rent or really, really, so it'll never be advertised. Like, I'd question if you'd find it on these apps. It's word of mouth. Like, are they all in a WhatsApp group? Like,
I don't know.
You know?
I don't know because I don't have 30 million spare change these things.
I know.
And no, like, never say never, Ali.
Okay.
Never say never.
But it is kind of like, when you think about it, it is gross when you think about it, but equally fascinating. Like, I love going on these websites and looking at things I can never afford. It reminds me if you go on holiday somewhere where there's loads of super yachts and you could spend an evening, let's just go down and look at the yachts.
I absolutely think it's fascinating. I also think it's deeply depressing that people place so much value on where they're seen, how they get to places, who they are with in a restaurant. I find that really disgusting.
But then the ultra wealthy aren't doing that. So they're all about exclusivity. So they were saying that even after COVID, like, they don't want to stay in hotels anymore. This is why they want to stay in places where no one knows where they are. No one can see them. Like, they're not posting on Twitter or whatever. It's Instagram where they are. They're keeping it really, really private. They just want to spend their money.
Yeah.
It's like, it's the tears, as you said.
I mean, yes, try it, guys. You know, spend it on something else. Ali, listen, thank you so much. It's fascinating and it's a glimpse into a world of the rich and famous that we just didn't even know existed. That was food and travel writer Ali Dunworth.
2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.